Shalom Mishpucha. Shalom family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Mike Shreve, is red hot for the Messiah. And we teamed up together to do a book that is going to help so many people. It's called Truth Seekers, 10 Amazing People Who Found It. But many of the people I interviewed on my radio show or my television show, and speaking of the television show, I found there are actually many people that listen to us on the radio have never watched our television show. It's called It's Supernatural. If you like the radio, you'll love the television show because we reenact a number of things. And just go to my website because you could see the show on demand on the website, and there's no charge, of course, or you'll have the schedule to be able to watch it on television. It's sidroth.org. And just go to the website. Now, my guest, Mike Shreve, was the perfect person for me to team up with on this book. Why? Because like myself, Mike had a New Age background. And Mike, for those that haven't heard your story, I just think it's so phenomenal. The things that God did. Here you are, minding your own business, teaching at 4 universities in Daytona Beach, Florida, and you have something like 200 students, you're teaching yoga, you're enjoying yourself, and your picture gets in the newspaper. What happened with this Christian prayer group?
Well, actually, it was Tampa, Florida, and I was teaching at University of South Florida, University of Tampa, Florida Presbyterian, and a school called New College. And I was also running a yoga ashram and devoting myself to 12 to 14 hours a day of yoga and meditation, intensely devoted because I was desperate, desperate, desperate to find God. And to be honest with you, Sid, I needed one of these books back then because I was a truth seeker, but all of the Christian books that were written back then about yoga and meditation were all slamming and bashing, and none of those books would have helped me. It would have turned me off with respect to Christianity. But this book is all about a heart-to-heart sharing of how we, all 10 of us in the book, sought after the truth and then found it. And the way I found it was very supernatural, much of a divine intervention. I was totally immersed in yoga and meditation every day from 3:30 to 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night. It was all seeking after God. And then the Tampa Tribune newspaper did a full-page article on me and highlighted how I was teaching yoga in the community. Well, a spirit-filled prayer group in town saw that article, and instead of just bemoaning the fact that New Age was overtaking their town, they made it a prayer focus. And they cut that article out of the newspaper, pinned it to their prayer board, and assigned somebody to be fasting, praying, and interceding over me every single hour of every single day. So for a month, I was totally soaked with intercession. And during that time, I'm sure it was divinely orchestrated, an old friend of mine who had left college when I did to seek truth under another guru, he wrote me and told me how he'd walked into a church and heard an audible voice saying Jesus is the only way, and he explained that he was born again at that moment, which was a term I'd never heard. Well, I thought about that letter and thought about it until finally I decided, you know, if there's any element of truth in this, I want to know the truth, because even if the truth goes opposite to my own logic, I'm willing to set my logic aside. Logically, I thought Christianity didn't make sense. The exclusiveness of Christianity, all the rituals and ceremonies that I was familiar with growing up didn't seem that potent or powerful to me. But I thought, I'm going to set all of my preconceptions about Christianity aside, and I'm going to dedicate one whole day to Jesus and see if Larry's right. So instead of doing yoga that day, I got up at 3:30 in the morning and for several hours read the Bible and prayed. And I told Jesus, I'm not doing any meditation. I'm not reading the Bhagavad Gita. I'm not teaching yoga or doing anything. All this day is yours, and if you're real, I believe you'll show me today. Well, that afternoon, I was hitchhiking, and one of the members of the prayer group, who happened to be a former yoga student himself, was 2 miles away walking in a laundromat, and the Holy Spirit spoke to him to get back in his car and start driving, that God had a job for him to do. Very few people would allow God to change their plans with so little information. So he gets behind the wheel and starts driving, and whenever he felt an impulse, he would turn and drive a half a mile and turn again and drive a quarter of a mile and turn again. And God led him to the very spot where I was hitchhiking, and I was still praying, saying, Jesus, this is your day. If you really died on the cross for the sins of humanity, this doesn't make sense to me, but I'm open to it. Reveal yourself. And when he pulled that van over to the side of the road to pick me up hitchhiking, I opened the door and looked in, and my heart just leapt inside of me, because on the ceiling was a picture of Jesus, and I knew it was my answer. And within 5 minutes, he was kneeling down with me in the back of his van. I was praying and accepting Jesus into my heart, and I was spiritually reborn.
Well, what did you do with that 200-plus yoga students you had in 4 different universities?
Well, much to their shock, I went back to all of my classes and told them that I had unknowingly misled them and that Jesus really is the only way. And most of my primary followers became Christians also.
Tell me about one of the women in the book. I haven't had a chance to meet her, Lorette Willis.
Well, Lorette Willis taught Hatha Yoga for over 20 years, and she was a real seeker. She has a tremendous and interesting story. She apparently had a lot of money at her disposal, and so she traveled all over the world, going to sacred sites like Stonehenge and the pyramids and places like that, trying to find a portal into the spiritual realm where she could be transported into this higher state of consciousness. And, of course, she was teaching Hatha Yoga too. And after years and years and years of travel, she discovered, like the woman of Samaria, that it's not the physical location that will provide you an entrance way into ultimate reality, but it's a person. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I don't care if you're unloading garbage in a garbage dump or kneeling down in a church. He'll meet you anywhere that you call on his name.
You know, on yesterday's broadcast, we were dealing with reasons why a Christian should not be involved in yoga, even if they rationalize and say, I'm just doing it for exercise. Give me a few of those reasons again, because I believe there's so much confusion. And as a matter of fact, you know who's the author of confusion? The devil. Because some of these things are so counterfeit and have so much hidden demonic.
Well, there are connections to demonic influence in yoga. Let me tell a personal story. One reason I would never do Hatha Yoga again, even Hatha Yoga, which is primarily the physical exercise. After I got saved, after I found the Lord, I quit all my yoga classes and went to live in a Christian commune. And I would read the Bible all night long. Well, one particular night, about a week or two after I was saved, I was laying in bed reading the Bible. And I know this sounds far-fetched to some people, but I looked up, and all of a sudden this form came through the wall. It was a cloudy, gray kind of ball, except it wasn't clearly defined edges, about the size of a large grapefruit. And it was hovering there on the other side of the room, and when I looked at it, it rushed across the room and slammed into my forehead, and it started trying to suck my soul out of my body. And I immediately, intuitively recognized that this was the demon I had yielded to when I did meditation and when I had out-of-body experiences during meditation. I was paralyzed. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move. I couldn't even talk. Barely, I had to push my words out. And thankfully, somebody told me that after I got saved, I would have quite possibly encounters with the demonic. And they said, always remember, claim the blood of Jesus. And so I finally pushed the words out. I claimed the blood of Jesus upon me. The blood of Jesus be upon me. And about the third time I spoke that, that force pulled back from my forehead, and I spoke it out really loud and authoritatively then. And when I said the blood, it fled from the room. But that experience, personal, of course you can't prove something by just a personal experience, but that proved to me on a personal level that I don't want to go near something. And there's an old saying, if you don't want to get snake bit, don't put your hand in the cage. And to me, that's just getting too near the edge of a system that is not Christian. It's not biblical. And little subtle things that people do when they do yoga are connected to the occult when people don't even know. That's why people need to read this book. Christians need to read it.
You know, they have to understand. Yeah, let me tell you something that happened to me, Mike, is when I got rescued from the New Age and Jesus became real to me, I saw the true supernatural of God, and I wanted nothing to do with it because I had seen things that looked so similar in the New Age. That's kind of tricky, and we deal with these areas in the book. In fact, every Christian listening to me needs to understand the difference between the counterfeit and the authentic. It's like the devil had me with the counterfeit as a non-believer in the New Age. And then after I was set free by Jesus, he still had me captive because I didn't want anything to do with the supernatural, which is everything in the kingdom of heaven that we're supposed to access to proclaim who the Messiah is. The book that we're making available is called Truth Seekers, 10 Amazing People Who Found It. You absolutely need this book because there's such a counterfeit of the New Age that is just involved in so many arenas of life. Every Christian needs to know the difference, and you will bump into someone in the New Age and you'll literally save their life. We're making the book plus a bonus teaching CD by Mike Shreve available for a gift of $22. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.